Welcome to another special edition of the Mighty Meta Humans. This is the Danger Room. You know what I mean? We back in here.
Back in the Danger Room. You feel me? In the Danger Zone.
You know how this works. If you're a new time listener, basically, we enter the Danger Room and we challenge each other to a variety of different questions. You feel me? And just see if we can make it through. You know what I mean? We gotta stay on top shape for Professor X. You know what I mean? Once we go out there on missions, we gotta be on point. You feel me? So, yeah, let's get started. You want to go first?
Yeah, we can go first. All right. So, guys, would you rather fight 20 semi-smart zombies that can fly? Okay. What the fuck? Or 10 piranhas that can walk on land?
All right. I feel like I would still be smarter than the zombies. And as long as I pop them in the head, I should still be all right.
Fly, though.
As long as I got a gun and I can aim, I mean, I felt like I played enough first person shooters that I could hold it down.
You don't think you could beat up 10 piranhas on land?
I feel like once one gets me, they're pretty bitey, right? That's what I'm saying. Once one gets you, it's going to throw you off. It just takes one. That shock to your system, bro. One gets you and the second one gets you.
I'm taking 10 piranhas that can walk on land. Only because flying is too out of the way for me. Like, I kind of don't really have, I don't have the facilities for that, big man. Like just, they're semi-smart, so they don't even have to be, like, really smart. Like, they all they got to do is kind of figure out where you are and fly towards you. And, like, zombies are, like, human size. And piranhas are mad tiny. Even if they could walk on land, like, I feel like I probably would have a better chance fighting piranhas that could walk on land.
I don't think I want them
piranhas. What you think, Gas?
Them piranhas might be too much.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, one bite is going to throw your whole... It's just like Mike Tyson said, everybody got a...
Slightly intelligent zombies.
That's what I'm saying. 20?
Slightly intelligent.
20
slightly,
that can slightly. Fly?
I don't know about slightly.
That can fly?
How many piranhas?
It's 10.
It's 10?
Yeah.
They sort of relentless. You ever watch the Discovery?
Yes, they're mad relentless. I know that.
Okay.
I'm also very relentless.
You watch the Discovery
Okay. Yeah. Bruce Willis.
Yo, if I know that it's 10 piranhas that can run on land, nigga, like, I think the 20 semi-smart, it's the semi-smart part that's fucking me up. Only because, like, even dumb zombies, like, kind of remember people and, like, know how to attack and shit. If they can fly, like, that's giving them
you a... You said they can fly?
Yes, they can fly. That's another level of shit, because they're going to be not flying at slow speeds. They're not going to be flying slow.
I just feel like the piranhas, bro, like...
If you believe that your aim is good enough...
You know what it's like? It's like when Mike Tyson was like, yo, everybody got a plan till they get punched in the face. Exactly. I feel like one bite from them piranhas is going to change your whole outlook on that whole situation.
A zombie gonna fly right into your face and bite it off, nigga. That's literally what's going to happen to you. Like, they might fly
right past you, semi-intelligent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not smart enough to be like, yo, if we swarm this nigga, and like,
that's what zombies if we corner him from this way, I'm gonna take,
yo, I feel like I got
it, bro. Think they're going to come one at a time? Because that's not what's going to happen with either. You get what I'm saying? So,
and at the same time, they got to know that they could fly.
Exactly.
They got to know that they can fly. They can fucking fly. They're semi-smart. Semi-smart zombies. Y'all talking about like George A. Romero, Land of the Dead zombies that were semi-intelligent. The shits that can use guns and fucking weapons and like literally can figure. Yes, that is semi-smart.
I don't know if that's
smart. That is semi-intelligent. That's literally semi-intelligent because zombies don't know shit. Like, the only thing they know is they work off instincts. You're giving them semi-intelligence, which is like, if you have zero intelligence and you give somebody semi-intelligence, which kind of is giving them the ability to learn shit, like, you're not going to get that many chances to smoke all of these zombies, bro. They're going to have a chance.
By the time they figure that shit out.
Y'all think so, man.
I don't know. I'll take
the piranha.
I gotta take the zombies.
In the moment the zombies attack, what level of intelligence are they? They're
still semi-smart.
No, no, no. In their semi-intelligence, because you're saying different.
Okay, think about the basis. What's the base level zombie? What's a base level zombie to you?
Okay, boom.
What's a base level zombie? Base level zombie. What is their intelligence?
Walking into shit. Don't know what the fuck is going on.
Nigga said semi-smart. That means they know a little bit more than all that dumb shit that they do.
Okay, so walking into shit, going from walking into shit to being able to walk around shit. That's semi-intelligent, in my opinion.
Yes. So okay. Now you're talking about zombies that actually can avoid barriers and shit. But I'm not talking about
being able to use guns.
But okay.
Yeah, they don't have
weapons. They won't be able to use guns and shit. But if you have semi-intelligence and you can walk around a corner instead of walking into a wall.
Okay, but we're talking about in this moment. All right.
So but that's what semi-intelligence is.
No. I'm setting a scenario. In this moment, 20 semi-intelligent zombies that can possibly fly if they realize they can.
No, it doesn't say they can possibly fly. It says they can fly.
Yeah, they can fly. They just don't know. It's like Superman before he like...
Now y'all saying they don't know? Of course I'll pick those niggas. Like, of course I'll pick
those. That's what I'm saying. They can fly. I didn't say that they were going to fly. They have the ability.
It's semi-intelligent. You got to look at...
It's like when Superman didn't know.
Semantic.
It's like when Superman didn't fly yet, but he figured like, maybe if I try, I could fly. But up until that point, he wasn't flying. He could jump high, but he wasn't really like, I could take off on these motherfuckers.
I feel like that's semantics. I definitely feel like that's semantics because
it's not like,
because then that means that those zombies dead just start off dumb. They're not semi-smart.
Now, if I said that,
you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if they're semi-smart already, if they already could kind of grasp certain concepts already, then that's more of a problem than just if they start
above the base level that you know of a zombie.
Semi-smart. Exactly. Semi-smart would mean that they kind of know that they can fly. They probably just can't control it the best. And if they know that they can fly already, that means they're going to be fucking flying. So I'm saying that's the problem.
I'll give you the concept that they can learn, but in that moment, semi doesn't matter. I'm gonna kill all them zombies in that moment.
That's
semi.
What I'm saying.
You feel me?
I let the semi spray my nigga.
You say in that moment, if you're saying they have
gain intelligence over time because they have semi-intelligence.
Then I have to take that away because then that doesn't make sense. That wouldn't make sense. That wouldn't make sense. How would that make sense if they start from being dumb to learning to be semi-smart? They have to be semi-smart already, so they have to already grasp certain concepts. So the things what you said is like they can avoid barriers. Open doors. Okay. They can open a door. Okay. They can fucking walk around a barrier instead of walking into a barrier.
Right.
They know that they can fly, and they will fly. Okay, so maybe they can't control themselves already.
They can fly.
Yes.
You're putting that stipulation in there. All right. So we'll take that. They know they can fly.
Yes.
All right, cool.
You still taking them?
Yes. I'm still taking them.
What
you know why I'm still taking them? Because they probably still can't control it. Exactly. So it's not like they're going to be like whipping past my shots or nothing. They're going to be like...
It's 20. It's 20 of them. It's not one.
I'm still taking it.
Or it's not five.
Because I don't got to stay still either. Like, they flying at me. I could keep running back. As long as I keep distance and I keep picking them off.
You know what the problem with intelligence is? You have to overthink things. Those piranhas aren't going to think about it. They're just going to charge in.
Exactly.
If they can't get in one side, they're just going to start trailing off to the other side.
All it needs is one. Cool, that bite. It's going to fuck you up, my nigga.
And that's why I got an emergency grenade. And that always helps in every situation.
Okay, bison.
Because fuck that shit. Nigga, fuck that. Nigga, if I got to take them out, we take both of us out. Nigga, fuck it.
All right.
I'm not fucking with the zombies. Only because semi-smart, like, really... There's a lot of semi-smart people in the world that do a lot of things. So that's my opinion on that.
All right, I got one for you.
Good.
You got to choose a city to live in as a criminal.
Okay.
City of Townsville?
Oh, my God.
Or Gotham City?
Where do you live? I'm going to let y'all answer that first. Guys, what you think?
You live in Gotham City because that's the easiest.
That's what I'm saying. Because you go to Townsville, nigga.
You want them to stick their sweat in your mouth while you in jail already?
You go to Townsville, my nigga. Them Powerpuff Girls. The way they be treating Mojo Jojo, my nigga. I don't think I want to go to Townsville, bro.
Hey, listen. I already know that in Townsville, there's no insurance. Like, when you're a fucking grunt, you get murdered. You never show up again. Like, ever again. And Batman, you know, I could probably have insurance. Break my arm, break my leg a little bit. You know, I'll be out. Get that unemployment. You feel me?
At least you know as a criminal, Batman won't kill you. Like, exactly. He might beat you to death, but he won't kill you.
You explode in the Powerpuff Girls. They be wild.
Yo, the cops don't even stop the Powerpuff Girls.
If he doesn't sin, you don't know what happens off screen.
I still gotta take my chance.
And if you was in Batman v Superman, what if you're in Batman v Superman Gotham? Let's talk about that one. The one where he throw a fucking crate at your head and it explodes against the wall.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you ever seen him shoot them grenades out the car?
That's what I'm saying. Right, which so Batman we talking about? Which Gotham we talking about right now?
It's not even which Gotham. What happens after?
I guess they alive.
I hope they made it.
They never show up again either. So which world are y'all gonna live in? I feel like maybe Townsman only because it's cartoony, but I'm still getting fucked up at full force.
At least, let's say it was the Dark Knight type Gotham, where Batman he beats them to death, but at least the cops will be like, "Yo, all right, that's enough, Batman." Townsville cops don't stop nothing, bro.
They can't.
They just let them niggas ride.
People just die.
You see what happened to the Amoeba boys? Come on, bro.
I'm not going to be a criminal, I'm not going to be a supervillain regardless, right? I'm going to be a grunt. So I'm trying to think of like the grunts who get it the least. And in Powerpuff Girls is worse because they all have powers.
No mercy,
they literally
nigga.
Have superpowers and they be fucking flying to niggas at super speed, punching their fucking mouth off.
Shit at any moment.
Remember, niggas could turn everybody into puppies in the city. Remember, it's just so much weird, crazy shit. Which is like, what's the word? I mean, yeah, it's a lot of bad shit that can happen in the Batman world. Like, Joker could just kill your whole family or some shit.
That shit, but you can see it.
That's more realistic.
That's what I'm saying.
Than turning everybody into
puppies. You think about Powerpuff Girls, you're already dealing with a Batman in the group because you got Buttercup. And then you still
got
to deal with...
They got superpowers, though.
That's what I'm saying. And you're dealing with two others on top of that. I'll just deal with Batman, bro.
I'm going to just fuck with Batman.
I'm sticking to Gotham,
man. Your parents is dead while you're beating me to death. At least that'll do something. Like, I can't yell at little girls while they whooping my ass. I look like a bitch.
Damn, you look like Boba Fett.
Anyway, let's go to number three. All right. Number three. You have claws like Wolverine, but they're plastic straws.
Okay.
Or you're like Beast Boy, but you can only turn into harmless animals, like a bunny rabbit, a dove, a lamb, a butterfly.
Shit, you know what? I'm gonna be Beast Boy
also. Like, that's
it's mad people scared of butterflies.
That fucking plastic strong, like, fucking claws. Get that shit the fuck out of here. That shit is whack. And it's gonna hurt because it's like the original Wolverine shits that come out your skin and you're like, and it's just plastic fucking straws. Yeah, I'm Beast Boy.
Yeah, I'm Beast
Boy. I'm gonna just turn into mad, like, beautiful ass animals.
I'm gonna be like a unicorn or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
you could turn into a fucking horse, nigga.
Pegasus or some shit, nigga.
Some beautiful ass horse, nigga. That just be like, yo, that horse is beautiful as shit. I still kick the shit out of niggas if I wanted to. I'm harmless, though. But I could wow.
That's what
I can
I'm
just
saying.
Think of mad, harmless animals that could wow. Like, I could turn into, like, a milk snake, like one of those big ass, giant, like, anaconda looking snakes that are mad harmless. But I can strap the shit out of you and kill you, nigga. What's another harmless ass bitch? Jamal, what's a big ass harmless animal that could do some damage?
Motherfucking beavers.
Beavers? Dead ass.
What's some other shits that look like beavers, but they're not?
The platypus type
joints?
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is crazy. Or niggas turn to like a wombat, nigga.
Yo.
Go crazy on a nigga.
Forgot what it was. Some shit all are
dingoes dangerous? Yeah, nah, they are. Nah, they are.
I'm still taking Beast Boy.
I'm taking Beast Boy.
All
right, you go to the next one.
All right, you got to choose a movie to watch. And you know what? I'm going to add another stipulation. You got to watch this for 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
You either got to watch X-Men Apocalypse or X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
24 hours straight. Which one are you watching?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Which is funny. The only reason why I'm picking this one is because of one scene.
We got the same answer.
It's Dark Phoenix making Professor X crip walk up the stairs when she made him crip walk up the stairs. That shit is so funny to me, boy. Yo, I don't know why it's so, but like, I remember when he was like, "Gene, what are you doing?" And he just stands up and she just makes this nigga walk. I was like, oh no. I could watch that scene forever.
Yo, I thought we was gonna pick the same scene because I'm gonna do X-Men Apocalypse with my son Quicksilver when he went to the X-Men shit and saved these niggas.
Saved everybody. That shit was hard.
I could watch that like mad times.
But I could literally watch that Dark Phoenix scene because I'm
hilarious.
Because I'm sick. I'm a sick person. We can move on to that. Oh, yo, shit. Jamal, which one do we pick? Dark Phoenix or Apocalypse?
Going with Quicksilver was probably the best.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. That one was a better one. I'm going to have to try to
see
that.
I need to see Charles.
are we watching like the deleted scenes and all that shit.
You gotta watch the deleted scenes. You gotta watch everything. So like, it's like
for a while, I was just watching the same movie over and over.
It's fucking insane.
Unless there was like other shit.
All right, let's move on to the next one. All right, number five, right?
Uh-huh.
You have full control over your hair like Medusa, but only chest hair. Or you can move objects with your mind, but only objects found in the bathroom.
I'm taking a bathroom power.
Wait, repeat it.
You have full control over your hair like Medusa, but only your chest hair. Or you can move objects with your mind, but only objects found in a bathroom. I'm taking a bathroom powers.
I'd take the Medusa powers if this was like the 70s and I had like the crazy bush with like the shirt open, right, nigga.
See, I don't think y'all understand. Have you ever seen Bobo?
Yes, nigga, he's the goat. Yeah, he's the goat with that shit.
If you've seen it, you know.
Nah, but I'm only taking the bathroom shit because I'm rocking niggas with wild toilets. Niggas is getting hit with wild telekinetic toilets, nigga. Like, imagine just getting a swirly telekinetically, nigga. Like, I just bring a toilet over your head, nigga.
Wait, no.
You can only control it in the bathroom, but only bathroom.
You can move objects with your mind, but only shit that's found in a bathroom. So yeah, I can hit you with toilet paper.
I can hit you with a shower, nigga.
A whole shower. Bring a whole sink out, that's nigga. Make saying. A sink tornado on these bitch ass niggas. Yo, I'll be too creative.
You would literally be the locks with powers.
Yo, first of all, here's another thing. I think I just cheated the system. You're gonna bring my shit to the bathroom? A water bender now. You can like fucking bring out the fucking sink water, the shower water, the toilet water if you want to get nasty. Yo, you can fucking wild out with the bathroom powers. I'm taking the bathroom powers.
I'm with you. I'm taking the bathroom powers.
And then I'm gonna change my name to Dirty Dan.
I just feel like the Medusa joint, that's mad fire in the 70s. The 70s point where niggas had like the crazy bush with the shirt that had like the two buttons at the top open.
I figured out my name. Like the Dirty John. That would be like my bathroom name, the Dirty John. Niggas would be like, whoa, this nigga came through with the toilet tornado.
So are you using that power in Gotham or using it in Townsville?
Not in Townsville, because I'm going to get my ass whooped. Yo, I might whoop Bruce Wayne ass as the Dirty John. I might be his new Joker. I fucking hate this bathroom nigga. Anytime Bruce Wayne used the toilet, I wild out on him, hit him with mad toilet paper.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. So you can stretch like Mr. Fantastic, but afterwards you have to stay elongated for 2 days. So however long you stretch, you gotta stay like that. Or you can breathe fire like a dragon, but then your breath stinks for like a week and nothing can fix it.
Wait, can you still use the powers over and over again?
Yeah.
But how long is it?
For like a week.
No, the first one? How long?
2 days.
And how long is the other one?
A week. Your breath stink for a week.
So like it keeps resetting every time you use the powers, right?
Yeah.
So like if I used it today and I used it tomorrow, it wouldn't add up to the same amount.
Oh no. It's still it would just reset. After the first time. Like it's gonna stink.
Like it reset. Like if I use the powers today, right?
Uh-huh. Which one are we talking about?
It would probably have to add on.
It would add on?
Yeah, it would add on. It would stack. Yeah. There's no loophole on it.
It'll reset the day.
Yeah.
I think the fire stink breath is more manageable if you just tell people don't be around me for like a week.
I just gotta wear a mask, bro. I'll literally be Scorpion. I literally wear my mask.
Chainsaw Man, so I'd be like my man Maximum Violence. Like that nigga like has like like my son Dr. Giovanni from Fire Force. He has like a plague mask. And like that shit like holes in the poisonous breath that he like breathes. So like yeah, I would just have like a specialized mask. Yeah, I would just have a fire breath. And the only time I open my shit is hot time, nigga. It's time to spit some flames on these niggas. Let's go.
I think the first one is just mad funny because, like,
Yo, you just gonna be looking like that Dare commercial when the girl smoked weed and she was mad flat on the couch.
That's what I'm saying. You just gotta sit like that. Nah, so that shit whack. If crime happens in them 2 days, like that they on their own. Whack. Like that they just gotta figure whack. It out.
Nah, and if you keep stretching, the longer you'll be. Like, imagine, because remember it resets, but like if you just keep stretching, like you'll be wilding.
Again, I just got to, I guess the way to use that power is no matter how long I stretch, I got to make sure everything else is proportionate. So that way, if I got to stay that way, like my arms and legs and everything else is just evened out. Instead of me just walking around with like super long arms and like normal legs.
Yeah, so you got to stretch at a consistent rate.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's too much that I always have to think about it all times. That's too much.
So I'm especially just if like the if the Dirty John pulls up in your city, nigga, with the toilet tornado.
The toilet swirly.
The toilet swirly, nigga. He about to wild out in the city of Townsville. Like, oh no. Oh no. But yeah,
oh shit.
Oh yeah, I'll go.
Yeah.
All right. You can get superpowers from watching one of the following movies on repeat for 48 hours. Only the movie, Jamal, right? Which one do you watch? Elektra, The Fantastic Four, Ang Lee's Hulk, Catwoman, or Green Lantern?
You said what again? The
Elektra, Fantastic Four.
The one with Michael B. Jordan.
Hulk.
The one with Michael B. Jordan.
You Hulk. Heard that groan?
Hulk. Ang Lee's Hulk, which is the old shit. Catwoman with Halle Berry, or Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds.
I'm watching Catwoman. I'm going to watch that basketball scene. I'm going to laugh. I'm gonna watch that
to
shit.
Go to the NBA for a year.
I'm gonna watch that for 48 hours and laugh for 48 hours.
Either gotta be the Green Lantern or the motherfucking the Hulk one, maybe.
Which one you got?
Hey, I might watch Green Lantern because I'm creative as shit, and I feel like my constructs would be ridiculous. And like Ryan Reynolds, it's so bad.
It's
I'll watch it though for 48 hours, and my eyes might bleed, but I'd do it.
All right. So next one. You got to fight one of these two. Either a human-sized transformer. Mm-hmm. So he's like normal.
So Optimus Prime, my height, will fucking slaughter me. Continue.
Or.
So Terminator.
So basically the Terminator. Yeah, gotta continue.
Or a blind samurai on a quest to avenge his village.
Oh my fucking God, son. So you're talking about Daredevil with super, with like the power of plot armor.
Plot armor, my nigga.
And revenge and vengeance.
And vengeance.
And like then you talk about the nigga who was the leader of the Autobots who's out for vengeance.
At your height, which one you got? Because there ain't no talking. I'm going to tell you right now. There's no. If you take the blind samurai, just know there's no talking out of that. There's
and
no,
not only that, you're probably going to die immediately. Like, the second you move, the second you pull anything out, he's just going to do the click, click. You're at fucking 8 pieces already, dog. You're dead.
Because there's no way a nigga that's on a quest to avenge his village is letting anybody live. That's just not happening, bro. So... Just factor that shit into your answer. Because, honestly, as much as I don't want to, I'm going to fight the human-sized Transformer.
Yep.
I'm just not fighting a blind nigga that wants revenge.
Yeah, that's a fact. Because he's going to kill me in 2 seconds. Exactly. 2.5 seconds.
A blind samurai nigga? I'm not.
Optimus Prime is still going to deck your fucking
gonna,
face. He's going to
take my whole head off.
He's going to kill you. He's still going to... And he might kill you for a little bit longer.
And then he's going to give me the wild, crazy Optimus speech.
Yeah. Hopefully, he gives me the speech first. Then you have a chance, because then remember, he got to talk for like 15 minutes with his crazy voice.
Exactly. I just got to get the energy on cue out. Now I'm
you're right. You're right.
With a
and
blind
if you have
nigga,
the all spark, nigga,
it's over.
You might be lit.
With a blind, there's
hopefully
Starscream
is on deck to help us in some situation.
Or I got flying zombies or something. Like, I just need a distraction.
Nah, but Boba Fett. Yeah, I'll fight the human size Transformer, but it's still ridiculous because it's like, it's still metal.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, I mean, if you got like, you know, like
but I mean, at the same time, if you look at the movies, if we want to factor that in, the humans were fucking up them Transformers, which made no sense.
That
made no sense to me at all.
If I got a quick thumper, nigga, a quick like grenade launcher, hit that nigga in his chest real quick.
So if you my size, my nigga, I feel like I could take you. Like,
yeah. Tyrese did it.
Word. I could do it.
Voltron life. All right, we're gonna go to the next one. All right. You have the ability to make yourself stink at will to the point people will
to the point people around you will feel sick, but you never smell it. Or, I don't know. Let's make something up.
What, FHF? I think I'm a big FHF.
Nah, you have the ability to make yourself stink at will to the point people around you feel sick, but you never smell it.
Yeah. Or, I don't know.
Or
be Boba Fett.
Chill out.
That's my Boba Fett hate segment.
Or any food that you eat tastes like the worst thing you've ever had.
Oh, no. Man, I'm taking the smell shit.
Wait, hold on. It can't be that because you have the ability to make yourself stink. Yeah. Okay.
I'm taking a smell.
You have the ability to make yourself stink.
You can use that same route, but yeah.
Oh no, okay. You have the ability to make yourself stink at will to the point people around you feel sick, but you never smell it.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think of like a very ridiculous ability that you would just be like, I guess this is just a thing that happens.
I'm telling you, just be Boba Fett, my nigga.
Yo, chill.
Yeah, Avos Sandmaster. You survive 40 years later.
Or you have the ability to be a pee bender. Now you can bend pee. Like only pee. Like that's the only thing you could bend.
It has to be human pee? Because if I got a dog, my nigga.
No, only human pee. Only your own piss.
Oh, so it's lit. It's my piss. It's over for niggas then. It's fucking over. You serious?
Nigga's a pee bender, son.
Nigga, it's over. Who wants to fight a pee bender, my nigga?
Oh, no. You have the ability to be a pee bender, right? For everybody, but it only activates when you go to urinals next to people.
That's a very hard thing to explain to somebody. It's like,
I know this is weird. Dead ass. But like, not only that, there's always like some visual cue that you're the person making this shit happen. Like, even if you try to hide it, like you start glowing or something, you start glowing yellow and everyone's pee just starts rising up in the air while they're peeing in the bathroom.
Even worse, if you got to do the bending dance.
You got to do the bending
right next to a nigga.
Right in his face. See? It's a nigga face. I think I'll be the pee bender, man.
I'm gonna be the pee bender, bro. Like,
yeah, I don't want to stink at will.
I might wear a shirt that says, "Yo, I'm the pee bender." I know this is weird, but I might need your pee.
Yeah, go to the bathroom and be like, "Yo, I think y'all should all leave." Shit's gonna get real in here if y'all don't leave. I'm the pee bender.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking that. That's a fact. All right. Would you rather lose the ability to speak? Or be forced to say all your thoughts out loud all the time? You can't keep anything to yourself ever again. That's a bad situation to be in.
That was really bad. Especially for me. It's not good at all. It would not work. I'd be having so much shit to say. And the shit that I say, I'll be telling is mild and it's not.
Because all it takes is one interaction with a cop.
Yo.
Not a good situation to be in. So I might have to lose the ability.
Yeah, I'm just not talk no more. I'm gonna become that blind silent samurai looking to avenge my village because I'm not talking. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah,
like, what about you, Jamal? Which one you got? You either lose the ability to speak or you're forced to say all your thoughts out loud all the time.
Nah,
I lose
the ability to speak.
Dead ass. I'd rather just not talk. Keep it quiet. I just be this nigga. Head nod. or thumbs down.
That instantly makes this the ASMR like podcast.
Facts.
If none of us could speak.
Were we just tapping into it?
It's just mad dead air.
Mad sounds. Like us crushing paper and shit and breaking cans and punching shit. Writing on paper.
Every week the AKA is a different sound.
That's mad funny. All right. We gonna go to the next one.
All right.
Unicorn. With mecha wings, like mechanical wings.
All right.
Like Archangel.
Okay.
and its horn is replaced with a lightsaber and is slightly force sensitive. Or a zombie werewolf with Nightcrawler's teleport abilities? Does he have telepathy also? Or is nah, it just, only just the teleport that, abilities? Just that, just a that. Zombie werewolf with Nightcrawler's like the teleport abilities? But then that the mechanized the unicorn is basically like the shit in history. The shit, the Pegasus.
Yeah.
It's basically a Pegasus with a lightsaber and it's slightly force sensitive. Nigga, what? I think I'm gonna go with y'all about the zombie shit earlier. You feel me? I think I'm gonna go with y'all, man. I'm going with the zombie. Well, it's still gonna be ridiculous because it's gonna be the Rock.
Yeah, where are you gonna get away from this zombie werewolf that has
you can't get away from nobody. You talking about a unicorn with mechanical wings. And if he's like Archangel, he can shoot the fucking shits out of his wings to impale you. Nah, he also has a lightsaber head and he could force grab you if he wanted to because he's slightly force sensitive. So he's like, and we've seen what the child did with that big ass ox. Is that what you want to fight? Is that what you're telling me you're trying to fight?
I'm just saying, like, at least there's a chance. There's a chance.
What chance?
There's a chance that I could at least aim at this thing.
There's something about you niggas. There's something about you niggas and things that can fly that's making you guys feel like you can win these fights. And it doesn't make sense to me for some reason.
Because I feel like, just think about the X-Men scene from X2 with Nightcrawler. This nigga whipped the entire White House by himself. And he didn't kill nobody. He was doing that for sport. So imagine a zombie werewolf with those abilities, bro. I don't want parts of that. That's like a zombie Rock from like the last episode. You basically find the Rock is a fucking werewolf zombie that could teleport. I don't want smoke with that. Where am I going to go? He's already there. He's everywhere at the same time.
Bro, I don't want to pick any of these, to be honest. But I really don't think the unicorn's going to give you a chance. First of all, niggas is talking about, I feel like I can aim. They forgot the point where Jedis use their lightsabers to block projectiles. That shit is force sensitive. It definitely has the sense to be like, oh, but fuck that. Nope, 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 nigga. It's gonna shoot the fucking spikes out of its wings at you. You're gonna get impaled, nigga. It's gonna swoop down, force pick you up in the air and fly through you with its fucking lightsaber. Game over. Yes. Zombie werewolf. You also want to hear the other terrible situations? Let's say this shit is dumb, right? Its senses smell you as fast as shit. It's running towards you. You somehow escape. It teleports through the wall, misses you by a hair. It's still going to teleport again. Probably catch you somehow. It's just going to kill you. Like, but there might be a little bit chance for me to pull out the emergency grenade and with the zombie.
That's the only thing I will say.
In all these situations, I'm suiciding myself. In every single one, because I'm not fighting. I'm not fighting these things head on. They're going to kill me. I'm taking zombie werewolf for 500.
Oh, shit. All right, Jamal, which one you got?
Which one am I you fighting? Got... That's what
you said? Yeah, which one are you fighting?
Nah, we're not going to fight the zombie werewolf. We're going to leave that alone. The other one.
So you're taking the unicorn with
I really want to watch y'all fight that shit.
With the mech wings and the horn that's replaced with the lightsaber and it's kind of force sensitive.
Like the baby. It's kind of force sensitive like the child in
Wait, how's it controlling the force? So it's just controlling the force.
It's force like creatures that so have
it's not
like,
even moving its hand or nothing like that.
No, you don't have to. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Oh. It makes it different.
Nah, it don't make it that different.
Hey, man, I want to watch y'all fight. I want to watch y'all fight that shit, to be 100% honest. I will support you guys from very far away while I'm in heaven after I fought the zombie werewolf. I'm going to be like, damn,
we all going to link up. We're going to tell the story. We're going to
get smoked. We're going to tell the story. Crazy.
All right. Yeah. It's all right. So next one, on some Brooklyn shit. Are you going to slap box with
Ed? That sounds hilarious.
I even get the shit
on some Brooklyn shit.
Yeah, on some Brooklyn shit. You going to slap box Edward Scissorhands or do you drunk tongue kiss Melina from Mortal Kombat in the club. Which one are you taking?
Oh, she got the like the monster face?
Yeah, she got the Baraka teeth. Like right across.
I'm drunk, nigga. I'm drunk, nigga. Let's do it. Let's do it. Edwards doesn't hit you with one good slap, your whole face split open, nigga. I'm get drunk. And if she bite my face off, so be it. I'm drunk, nigga. Let's do it.
Don't she got clothes, too, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But by choice. But by choice, she can pull it out.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah. But, she but drunk I mean, like, the, but the yeah, but the teeth is just out, bro. Like, that's just her face.
Yeah, true.
So as soon as your face comes in contact with her teeth, it's over.
Listen, shorty, listen. If you freaky like that, you freaky like that. You feel me? She kind of bad though. Like,
no, she a bad. You cover the face.
You don't look at the. And I'm drunk, so it's lit. That's what I'm saying, bro. Let's go. Let's do it. Drunk
as some. Like that's it. You're not making it out that club, bro. Like.
Because I could say maybe Sir Edward Scissorhands, he was kind of passive.
That's right? What I'm saying. He don't got no slap box in hand. But
the nigga fingers move fast as fuck. I don't know. I don't trust that nigga, bro. He might
be doing niggas' hand shit. Like
yeah, that. He be hitting the hands. And he too precise with it. Like, he would fuck your shit up, bro. Nah, nigga, I'm good. I'm drunk. Let's do it.
Listen, I got to trust in my Brooklyn training. That was trained right as a child, and I'm gonna have to just trust my own skills. Cause
hey man,
listen, as soon as she comes in contact with your face, it's a fatality, my nigga. Like instantly.
Hey, bro,
like,
all I'm saying
you don't
is,
get out of that
what
situation.
What if she like me? What if she like my personality?
From heaven?
What if she say, what if she thinks that I'm a nice guy, and she just suckle on my face a little bit, and there's a little bit of marks?
All right. Come I'm going to do the next one because it's a Colton exclusive and you can't ask yourself.
Hold on. Ask Jamal first.
All right. So here's my Colton exclusive. You got to listen to 10 hours of Forex trading speeches or watch 10 hours of mafia movies. Two things Colton hates.
You said Forex what?
You got to listen to 10 hours of Forex trading speeches.
What so. Is that?
So basically, he's already shaking his head. Or you got to watch 10 hours of mafia movies.
All right, take the mafia movie. But what's the other one?
The Forex trading? Yeah. That's where, like, you know, like, if you trade on the market, you trade on the stock market, but you only trade, like, currency. So, like, maybe you trade euros for, like, for dollars.
Okay, so you only trade that specific thing.
Yeah. But you got to listen to speeches. So you're not trading nothing. You just listen to the niggas tell you, like, yo, you trying to make money, fam? Like
Ponzi scheme. Listen to seminars.
Yes. Yeah.
This niggas flexing their riches on you, saying, like, yo, nigga,
yo, this is how it's
rich. You going to be rich at some point.
Yeah, like, this is how we put you on. Know what I mean? And if you lucky, you might leave with the money that you came in with. Know what I mean? You might not make nothing. But at least you break even.
Oh, you mean the triangle shits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
for 10 hours, yes. Bro.
Is that what it's called? 4K?
Forex. It's called Forex now.
Yeah.
That's what it's called now?
Yeah.
So which one?
Is a mafia movie.
Nah, I'll take the mafia movie.
This nigga, like I said, you're going to be surprised at my answer. I'm taking the mafia movie.
Oh, shit. Like, so you're going to listen to fucking
there's
fucking,
one
fucking
thing. Yeah, fucking yeah. And I don't know what happens in all of them. And I'm going to be very upset watching them. But... that's entertainment. Like, I cannot watch niggas crowd surf in suits, in badly tailored suits all day, and talk about how much money they making more than me, and also telling me that I should put in all my work to make them more rich, and then maybe one day I'll be up here doing a 10-hour seminar to somebody else. I will fucking kill myself. I'm sorry. I would off myself. I wouldn't even enjoy that shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm not trying to be insensitive. Sorry.
So I'll let you take the last one.
All right. Let's do the last one. This is a Discord. Shouts out Dre Drizzle.
Shout out
Dre. Homies in the Discord. Would you rather fight a bearilla, head of a bear, body of a gorilla, or a liger, half lion, half tiger, in an arena death match?
A liger.
I'm taking a liger, bro.
A bearilla, nigga?
I've definitely Googled a liger because of, what's the name of that movie?
Napoleon Dynamite.
There you go.
They exist,
yeah.
But they have a short lifespan. And they slightly. Oh, I was about to say that. I'm sorry. They're inbred.
Yeah.
They're inbred animals. So
I would take my chances with that. I'm not fighting a bear, a bearilla with the head of a bear and the body of a gorilla. That sounds terrible.
That's crazy. I think ligers have semi intelligence.
I'm not fighting that at all. So yeah, I guess we all agree.
Nah, that's not disrespectful.
But they don't really live that long. They're like kind of deformed. It's kind of like when like they breed two different dogs that they're not supposed to breed, and they have like mad problems. Do you know about that?
No. I said that's not disrespectful.
Oh, my bad.
My bad.
They probably not said mine. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to the whole Liger delegation.
Yeah, that's please. That we don't want to lose our Liger community.
No, but I'm gonna beat the shit out of a Liger.
Yeah, nah. I'm gonna treat that shit like it was Boba Fett.
Yo,
yo, you're the fucking worst. Oh my god. All right.
Oh shit. All right. So we don't gotta do worthy. It's a Danger Room episode. Let's skip that. So this has been another issue of the Mighty Metahumans providing you with high quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, tell a friend, leave a review. You know, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Mighty Metas. Use the hashtag Mighty Metas. We also, like we just used in a question, we also have a Discord. You know, come through nerd chats. We got a Danger Room now. Debate, troll, whatever you want to do. The link is in our Twitter. Speaking of social media, you can find me on every site as Old Dirty Dennis.
You can find me on Twitter as _ The Colton Show, or on everything else as The Colton Show. I also have a website, thecoltonshow.com.
Yep.
Check it out.
All right, send us home. Give us some. We worked out hard in the Danger Room. Niggas is sweating. Feel me? Like, send us back to the locker room with something. Give us some inspiration on some Optimus Prime shit.
Okay.
Elizabeth, you go left, I go right. Who said it?
Randy Savage.
We out.